Tina White as a newsmaker. Tina has done a lot in helping to wipe away, and this is a very critical mission she has, and it's personal, the stigma of mental health and depression and suicide in terms of encouraging families to keep a conversation going. And she can speak to this because of her son, her late son, Alec. And Tina joins us, GMI Studios, on something we've talked a lot in this show about, is trying to move and take down the walls of stigma when it comes to mental health. Tina, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your family's story. I think Alec, your son, would have been 21, his memory, but why you sort of dedicated a mission here for other families.
Well, yes, his 21st birthday would be this Saturday, the 26th. Alec did die by suicide in 2017 at the age of 16. Since then, we've been trying to keep the conversation going to end the stigma around suicide and mental health, just to get people talking. The message is definitely spreading. For example, Travis Pastrana dedicated an episode of his show about his record-breaking run up Mount Washington, and he actually had Alec's ashes in the car with him when he made that run.
Yeah, that's cool. Now, where's home to you, Tina?
Loudoun. We are from Loudoun. Alec was from Loudoun. So one special thing that we've done that's kind of happened organically a few years back is February 26th, Alec's birthday, is unofficially Pink Donuts for Alec Day. So what we're doing is we're encouraging people to go to their donut shop, their local donut shop, and get a pink donut, take a selfie with them, and post it on social media with the hashtag Pink Donuts for Alec. We've partnered up with several donut shops, mainly our Loudoun Dunkin' Donuts. They are involved. They will be taking donations at the window for the scholarship fund that we've set up as well. I believe if you say happy birthday to Alec, you might get a free donut. The scholarship is we set up was for two students graduating from Merrimack Valley High School, where Alec attended, that are going into either mental health or the trades. We've raised funds in several different ways. We have, once again, the Loudoun Dunkin' Donuts will be accepting donations, and we created a website called alexantics.org, where we have pink donut swag on there, and it's a really cute design that we have on travel mugs and beanies. So all the profits, 100% of the profits of the sales from the pink donut swag will go towards the scholarship as well. There are other donut shops that are participating around the area. They're made aware of it, so they should be well stocked up. And the New Hampshire Donut Company as well, their Concord and Chichester locations, they do suggest pre-ordering. They'll be making lots of pink sprinkled donuts in preparation for Saturday the 26th. The Coffee Bar Cafe in Marshfield, Mass. Is also participating, and they last year and I believe this year are donating proceeds to their local NAMI chapter, NAMI Massachusetts, and also Over the Top Bakery in Indiana. So it's definitely spreading. The word's getting out, and people are hopping on board.
I appreciate your positive energy. Before we let you go, Tina, how's the conversation going with other families that might be dealing with a loved one in their family? Are people opening up? Do you feel that it's in a good way spreading?
I think so. I think we have a long way to go, but I definitely think that definitely people around Alec's age especially are talking more and more about it. We're making progress. It's we just have to keep the conversation going.
Right. All right. Listen, Tina, good luck to you. Godspeed. I appreciate the mission you're on. Thank you for joining us, raising awareness on a very tough subject, but a very widespread subject that affects more families and people than people probably have any idea. Thank you, Tina.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.